Near Conflict Situations, 1986-87, 1990, 2001-2002, 2008-2009, amongst others, are similarly the subjects of both research and speculation. Strategic, military and nuclear-related issues form advanced specializations with a large and ever-growing literature. In general, every facet of the relationship has over the decades been scrutinized and commented upon in detail, and contemporary events and developments are examined and discussed with knowledge, precision and, of course, passion. Public knowledge about the relationship is considerable. Therefore, the question before me was how much more can possibly be written about a relationship which has been bad in most conceivable ways over the past 7 decades. On the other hand, my own experience of both living in Pakistan and dealing with India's relations with Pakistan had been marked by a near constant discovery of something new about the past. This was not so much new in terms of factual knowledge as in encountering sentiments and experiences of others who have interfaced with India-Pakistan relations and the connections they have drawn between different events and processes. This, at least for me, often nuanced the known facts and gave a more rounded perspective on viewing an event or set of events. I thought, therefore, of illustrating, to the extent possible, the mainstream chronology of this relationship, with these aspects to impart a fuller sense of how and why things developed as they did over the years. So, this is an attempt at writing an animated and anecdotal history with an aim to convey a feel of the relationship at different points of time of its past with all its oddities and curiosities. If nothing else, such a treatment may, I feel, make this deeply troubled relationship more accessible and perhaps in the process also help in demystifying it. In giving a historical overview of how and why India-Pakistan history took the course it did, naturally I also take a great deal of knowledge of this history for granted. Hence, I pass rapidly over seminal and important persons, events and periods, while dwelling, perhaps excessively, on others. I also have kept a narrow focus on the broad mainstream of the relationship itself. There are, therefore, many important aspects I am cursory with and leave aside for more specialized reading or study. This includes